looks like the army is moving in force. The armoured personnel carriers have been used to ram the barricades of tyres and sharpened bamboo staves which surround this encampment, and they're being followed by large numbers of very heavily armed troops with automatic weapons and riot shields, and they look to be attacking on the southern perimeter of this protest site and working their way up towards the central stage. That's about 2 kilometres of road that they've got to work their way up, with a lot of side streets on the way, which of course will hide people. The Red Shirts are fighting back. There are a number of men with guns, but they are outgunned and outmaneuvered by this very large army operation. They say that they will resist, but how long they can resist against this sort of force is another question. I don't think particularly long, unless they're willing to take extremely high casualties.
There have been reports of 2 people being shot. How many people have been wounded just this morning?
It's very difficult to tell. It's a free fire zone down on the southern end, although a few minutes ago I did see a pickup truck racing back up towards the central stage where there's a hospital with a wounded man in the back. The paramedics are giving him heart massage. I suspect that there are more wounded, but it will take some time for the situation to be calm enough to bring those wounded out of the battle zone on both sides. Probably by the end of the day, it will be clear exactly how many casualties this operation has caused.
What is expected to happen next?
It's unclear. I mean, the government does seem intent on clearing out this protest site, the main protest site. What happens after that is unclear. The grievances of the people who are camped out here, have been camped out here, are genuine. They're very long-lasting. And even if they're not here, those grievances will remain. The worst case scenario is that this will spread to other parts of Bangkok, and in the very worst case, to other parts of Thailand. Many of these protesters are from the rural north and northeast of Thailand, which was the heartland of support for Thaksin Shinawat, the former prime minister, who was removed in a military coup 4 years ago. And there is deep anger up there. There's deep anger, both of their grievances are double standards, that they believe that their democratic choice has been outmaneuvered by an unelected elite. And that anger has been compounded by the 60-odd deaths that we've seen over the last 9 weeks here. And so I think even if this protest is cleared, the problems facing Mr. Havisit Wettachew's government will remain and will need some addressing. And whether this will make the situation better or make the situation worse, I think still remains to be seen.